Is an adult family home the right choice for my parent or loved one? Just a few days ago, I checked in with one of my newer clients' daughter, Janie. Her 82-year-old mother, Dorothy, moved into one of my two-care homes 2 weeks ago, and the positive changes that Janie noted about her mom's adjustments were immediate and substantial. I haven't seen Mom up and dressed for months. She's interacting with the other residents and seems a lot more engaged in life. She was so isolated at home, had nothing to live for, and mainly stayed in her pajamas all day. On a daily basis, any of Dorothy's 5 children and more grandkids than I can keep track of stop by for a visit. They love seeing how well Dorothy has adjusted to her new home and have found a new positive way to contribute to her life without the burden of personal care. As for Dorothy, receiving loved visitors is a powerful reason to get out of bed, get dressed, and is something worth living for. Caring for your loved one does not have to be a solo act. Let it be a partnership. For so many, the thought of meeting every one of your parents' needs, managing your own life, and the myriad other obligations is overwhelming. Embracing the idea of getting a care provider's help will not only mean the more skilled care and safety your parent deserves, it will often redefine your role in their life and allow you to recreate balance in your life. Isn't that something your parent would want? A good adult family home can deliver the most competent and nurturing care available, especially in Washington State. In general, if your loved one needs custodial care, that is, personal care and assistance with activities of daily living, aka ADLs, like dressing, bathing, medication assistance, supervision, and the like, an adult family home is an ideal choice for many reasons. If your loved one has memory impairment or any level of confusion or dementia, an adult family home becomes an even better choice, with a few exceptions. In the following chapters, we'll explore some of the issues that lead to considering a move. Oftentimes, these arise because of concerns for a loved one's safety, quality of life, health decline, or accident. How do we recognize safety issues in our parents' current living arrangement? And when we do, how do we talk with them about moving? Each family's circumstance is obviously different, so let's find out how to assess the level of risk in their current living situation.